USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is expressing confidence that the debt ceiling bill will make it through Congress before the U.S. defaults.
We are proud of this bipartisan, common sense agreement that we believe that should get passed out of the House and the Senate and to the President's desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration has been whipping up support among Democrats for tonight's House vote. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years and includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign on Tuesday. Then next Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce that he's running. Extreme weather is costly and deadly. President Biden said his administration is putting the issue front and center.
My Investing in America agenda includes new investments to make our communities stronger, to make our communities more resilient. And we're making the most significant investment ever in combating the climate crisis.
A third of Americans over the past 2 years have been affected by extreme weather conditions. Hurricane season begins tomorrow. The demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday is now on hold. That demolition was set for today, but put on hold because 5 people still remain unaccounted for. 2 of the 5 are believed to be in the building. A proposed rule aims to make automatic emergency brakes mandatory in all new vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believes this could significantly reduce pedestrian crashes and rear-end collisions. Their estimates show it could save 360 lives and prevent 24,000 injuries annually. This is USA News.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in April. It's the first increase after 3 straight months of declines. Retail and healthcare led the number increases in job vacancies. 2 of the laws passed in Oklahoma restricting abortions have been ruled unconstitutional by that state's Supreme Court. The court ruled against the bills, which would have prohibited doctors from performing abortions at any point in a pregnancy and allowed doctors to be sued for performing abortions after a heartbeat is detected. In making its ruling, the court said women have an inherent right to terminate their pregnancy if their life is in danger. The NASA panel studying UFO sightings says poor data and the stigma surrounding the topic are hindering it.
The panel held its first public meeting Wednesday since being formed last year. NASA science chief said panel members have received online harassment for their involvement in the study. She says the harassment leads to further stigmatization and significantly hinders scientific progress. During the hearing, the director of the Defense Department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office said just 2 to 5% of the over 800 reports of UFOs his office has received since 1996 have anomalous characteristics. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Amazon's video doorbell division Ring has agreed to pay nearly $6 million fine for mishandling customers' videos. The Federal Trade Commission found that Ring employees and contractors had unrestricted access to sensitive video data for personal use. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.